Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG. It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
He said it was on him. He looked himself in the mirror. He took self-evaluation of himself, self-inventory.
Key word there, Maz? Self. Self, no question about it. Oh, my gosh, it's hysterical.
All right, so
Michael, no question about it.
Thank you again, Irvin. Your thoughts on that and everything else. Roy and Bill Rick has been waiting patiently to talk about this story. Go ahead, Roy. What do you got?
How's it going, guys? So with Magic going crazy yesterday and LeBron going into a 17th season, coming off a huge injury, Ball played only half the season, Ingram's got blood clots. I don't think they have the bullets anymore to get Anthony Davis, which tells me that the Celtics shouldn't even be putting Tatum on the table. And Brown is a hard maybe. I think what gets the deal done is maybe picks, Rozier, and if you have to put Brown, then you have to put Brown. But I don't think the Lakers have the bullets anymore to do it.
Okay, I'm sorry, I cut you off. You're ignoring the other 28 teams now. I mean, what if the Knicks get the first or second overall pick?
Correct.
And they do have some young players, not that I could name them, but they do have some young guys who can presumably play a little bit.
Look, and that number one pick will have tremendous value if that's who it ends up being. I mean, everybody wants Zion. Who doesn't want Zion? And he's a freak, for crying out loud. A kid with that build and those sort of skills. And the shooting, you know, in theory, it blows me away that on some levels, a total aside, that in the NBA they say, well, the shooting will come. Like, it's all the other stuff we're interested in. But there's still going to be a market for Anthony Davis. Let's not delude ourselves.
Right, so if you go too...
Including Los Angeles.
If you go too low, never mind the Lakers, maybe they are out. I don't think they are, because I still think you... I'll forget Kuzma in that conversation. But there's a... You know, the Lakers aren't the only team who could be in on them. I mean, the New Orleans is going to go for the highest bidder. So, now, can you get away with it without Tatum? It's possible. It's possible. Jimmy, the first thing with just this Magic news and LeBron, what do you believe? What do you think it means for LeBron?
I think LeBron was blindsided by this, and I think LeBron might be looking to get out of Los Angeles now.
That would be something.
I mean, unbelievable.
And
right?
How it affects the Celtics? Maybe LeBron wants to now go to the Knicks and team up with Durant and Kyrie, or Durant and someone else. Maybe LeBron wants to go to the 76ers. Him and Ben Simmons share an agent. Maybe your path to a championship window without going through LeBron James was missed this year.
Okay, so there's another scenario.
I mean, LeBron, in a lot of ways, LeBron's screwed. And I say, you know, don't get me wrong. He's still LeBron, and I'm sorry, someone's going to go play with him, okay? But he doesn't have an out in his contract. He signed that four-year deal now for one of the first times. He doesn't have contractual leverage over the organization. So if he goes to the Lakers and say, I want to be traded, well, they say, well, okay, but we'll let you know.
Well, Jimmy's more up on the NBA stuff than me, for sure. But my gut tells me, because it's always been that way my entire life with the Lakers, no matter what kind of mess they are, the guys always go there and they always get their guys. So if I'm guessing LeBron stays, they get Anthony Davis, they get somebody else, and they'll
be... I mean, in a perfect situation for LeBron, he gets Klay Thompson is a free agent and Anthony Davis in a trade.
Right.
And then he's fine and he's Rondo as the point guard and they're good to go. They're in the finals next year potentially.
So if I'm betting that's what happens, because that's what always happens to the Lakers eventually, no matter how hard they try and screw it up. Chris in Chicago has a Bruins thought for us. Go ahead, Chris.
Guys, how are you?
Good, man. What do you got?
If the Bruins go out to Toronto, I mean, can we at least talk about getting rid of Don Sweeney? I mean, what he did at the deadline, bringing in those two big bags of dirt. I mean, the one thing you can say about Columbus is they're all in. You can't say that about the Bruins. There was guys available at the deadline. So, I want to get your thoughts.
Yeah, I don't hate their pickups. I really don't. I mean, Coyle to me is kind of frustrating because there's just not enough production there. But I like his game. And let's see in the post. I mean, it really all matters in the postseason. I think Coyle should translate to the postseason big, and he's certainly responsible defensively and skates well and is good on the draw, or, you know, can take them anyway. I don't know exactly what his percentages are, but he's a, you know, functional NHL centerman on the draw. And so it's like, I think he's, I don't know. I like that piece. And if Johansson stays healthy, I don't know. Let's see on that. I didn't hate their deadline.
I don't remember what they gave up for Johansson.
What did they give up for Johansson? Was it picks?
I think so. Like, I don't
yeah,
even
it was picks. It yeah. was picks. It was picks.
It couldn't have been anything high because I don't remember it.
Okay, so who do we scapegoat if the Bruins are one and done? I think it's going to be on Rask.
Yeah.
You know, because look, I mean, what do you I mean?
It's the easiest but obvious answer.
So look, if they bout in one round, I'll start looking at Cassidy and say, boy, what a good regular season coach. But that hasn't really translated. But it's not like I'm going to fire the guy. He's done a terrific job. Okay. But I'll start to look at the coach and say, you've got to start now doing this in the postseason now, too. The GM, certainly you can second guess, but fireable. I mean, the as long as Don Sweeney's given JJ home playoff dates, he's not going to get fired. So I don't think, I mean, I think the scape, I bet you if they go out in the first round, they give up a lot of goals, it's the goalie who's going to take the fall.
I mean, I can't imagine any other way it goes. Like, I mean, I suppose there's a chance that one of the Fords or Marchand does something stupid. Like, I don't rule that out. But haven't the coach and the GM done enough here to be safe, at least for another year?
That's sort of my point.
Yeah.
That's sort of my point.
I don't see it that way.
We'll blame a player. Manny and Saugus. Go ahead, Manny, on the Lakers situation.
Hey, how you doing? I got two takes, actually. I'm a Celtics fan, not a green teamer, but it's so disingenuous and lack of competitiveness to show when you get amused. Not you guys, when people get amused by the downfall of a team that you only play two times a year. And as far as the Lakers, ever since Gerald Buss passed away, I think they've been going down. That was what, 2013, something like that. I think ever since then, the real owner,
yeah,
he passed away.
It starts from the top down, certainly there. And laughing at them is fine. It makes you feel fine. That's fine. I mean, it makes you feel good. I mean, it is. It's a mess. It's just, I've seen it long enough from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to you name it, all the way down the line. They get the guys from Kareem to Shaq to LeBron.
Unfailingly.
No matter what is going on there, they go there because no matter how messy the organization is, it's still a franchise with a lot of juice and a lot of pedigree.
And glitz.
And they want to be in L.A. and they want to be in Hollywood. So what, you really just, they're going to get their guys. It's going to happen.
I mean, so I think that ultimately history's proven that. But in the last few years, they haven't made the playoffs now in 6 years. The NBA playoffs, half the league makes it. The Lakers have been out 6 years in a row. They hired Magic to run the team, and they brought in LeBron. And they still haven't made the playoffs.
Mark and Medford, give me a Bruins thought.
Mike, yeah, I got a very possible dilemma that Cassidy might run into in this first round of the playoffs. Say the Bruins win the first game, okay? But say Tuukka Rask lets up 4-plus goals, and the Bruins just happen to pull off the win. And he goes with Halak in game two because Tuukka let up 4-plus goals. And Halak wins that game 1-2-0. Who plays game three? Is it Halak or is it Tuukka?
Well, that's not a dilemma.
It's Halak.
That's not a dilemma. It's not a dilemma if Halak goes in and wins. He stays in. That's not the dilemma. The dilemma happens if Rask craps himself game one, Halak craps himself game two, and now they're going back and forth between two guys who don't have it. That's the dilemma. If one guy's winning, you know, even if they're winning 6-5, I think they stay with it, right? It's when you start losing. So then you say, well, okay, good, Tuukka's out of there, but in the meantime, you're down 2-0 or 3-1 or whatever the case may be.
Well, so I'll tell you, and I hadn't even considered that until Ty Anderson came in here and said that. Like, the idea of going on the road down 2-0, Cassidy won't wait that long. He knows. He can't let them go to Toronto down 2-0. No way. And again, we're speculating as to what happens in game one. But if there's a goalie switch to be made, it's got to be done before the end of game two.
Cam and Taunton, your thoughts on the Lakers?
Mike, I'm just going to tell you this right now. You might be right. They might get someone to go there and they might win. But you don't think it's going to be any different than what LeBron's done anywhere else? He's going to make the Lakers suck up all their resources, and then he's going to leave them high in the lurch in 4 years with nothing to be building. And if they don't, he'll demand a trade and get out of there because he's a petulant child. You might be right. They might win one.
But right now, if LeBron right now can't get anyone to do a movie with him, let alone play. But the only guy who's been tied to them this offseason is Jimmy Butler. So congratulations. You're going to go from ninth in the West up to fifth, maybe. And so, I mean, if you ask me right now, I don't think LeBron's going to win there. I think he's going to leave them high in the lurch in 4 years, like he did to the Heat and like he did to the Cavs. And it's not going to be any different. If they resist him, he'll just quit on them.
Okay, well, so I don't dispute he'll leave them in smoldering ruins. Of course, that will happen. And then they'll have some down years, and then the next NBA superstar will go there, and they'll be back. So that's my entire life, that franchise. So I don't know why it would be any different now.
It won't be any different.
When guys still want to, when arguably two of the best five players in the league want to be there, LeBron and Anthony Davis. Two of the best five players in the league want to be there. So, I mean, you all are carrying on like it's a, you know, you're talking about, I don't know, the Winnipeg Jets or some toxic place that no one wants to go to. Two of the best five players want to be there. Can you say that about your team? So again, enjoy it. Enjoy it. It's not going to be that funny when they win before you.
I mean, let's not forget, Kevin Garnett wanted to be there too.
He had to have his arm twisted for him to come here. And once he got here, he understood it was a good spot. But it's just a tough thing. It's no one's fault. It's just the way it is. Those guys want to be there. So we'll continue with this. We've got Red Sox on the board. We started the show with that. A lot of their problems on the table. But we got to get to the Patriots. Okay, there's been breaking news today down in New England. Down in Foxborough, who they're hosting, some really interesting names, both at the college ranks and the pro ranks. They signed a tight end today, who you know. But really, who was down there for visits? And what position, what collegiate position was in the focus today? Big names, first round talent at what position was down at Gillette today, Murray? You poor fella.
Oh, please, I'm not worried about this.
Your thoughts on all of that, and we do want to follow up on Gostkowski as well right after these words.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21+. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Miss something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
You know, again, sometimes take a guy like Steve for granted. He just, you know, goes out there and bangs him through so consistently from short and long. And he's just done a really good job for us.
That's just a little snippet of Belichick gushing about Steven Gostkowski. He loves Steven Gostkowski.
Oh, he does. It's like he's like another son.
So you mentioned it yesterday, Maz, and I just tooled around Google quickly, like in 30 seconds, you know, Google Bill Belichick, Steven Gostkowski gush. Google Bill Belichick, Steven Gostkowski. Bill Belichick loves Steven Gostkowski. And things pop up. Like, that was just one. We all take Steven Gostkowski for granted, he says, after last year's game against Kansas City. He's talking about the kicker. I guess he went 5 for 5. I don't even remember it. I guess he went 5 for 5 in the opener?
I don't remember that.
Do you remember this?
No.
Who the hell remembers this? I remember Brady and freaking Mahomes throwing it all over the yard. I remember that. I don't remember the 5 for 5.
Me neither.
But Bill went on and on about Gostkowski's 5 for 5 and how we take him for granted. Here's a cut, Jimmy. Can you just roll in from training camp last year before they even got started?
He's been great to work.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Steve's been great to work with. I think he showed an incredible amount of maturity and poise his rookie year. He came into probably as difficult a situation as any player that I've ever, rookie player that I brought onto a team, what the expectations were with him, and obviously what Adam had done before this year. Steve's been really consistent through all these years. Very hard worker, has earned the respect of his teammates.
He does
everything that the team does in terms of training and conditioning and so forth. He's not on a special kicker program or anything like that. Very accountable, dependable, physically, mentally tough player.
Stop.
Very
poor. Is he a physically and mentally tough player?
Physically, I mean, yeah. Mentally,
you know, the mental thing now is in question, right?
He's a mentally tough player. Oh, the thing is, you asked him about Gostkowski. He goes back to, he goes back to 2005 when we placed Adam Vinatieri, 06. Well, you got to be kidding me. On and on and on. That cut goes on for another.
Dependable, physically, mentally tough player. Very fortunate. I've been very fortunate here to have two of the best kickers that have ever played in the National Football League. So very fortunate to have had Steve and Adam.
So he puts him in the same breath with Adam Vinatieri. Just on and on. I mean, I won't play anymore. The sound's not even that good, but it's
he
like,
loves him. He would adopt him if he could.
Oh, my God, he loves him. So 2 years, the money's out, $8.5 million. I haven't seen updated how it's structured. What's guaranteed? What's in year one, year two? Have you seen that?
No,
that
I have not. I have not.
So, just call it, 4.25 a year. It's a two-year, $8.5 million deal that averages $4.25 million a year. He's still the second highest paid kicker in the league and may end up number one, depending on what happens with Robbie Gould, who's currently right now under the franchise tag in San Fran. The Niners can still walk away from that. So right now, Robbie Gould is slated to be the highest paid kicker in the league. And I just go by average annual value. At $4.9 million, but that's the tag. They could rip that up, tear it away, and, re-sign him for less or so. But right now, it's Robbie Gould at $4.9 million. Tied for second, Steven Gostkowski and Graham Gano at $4.25 million. So you've got this. You've still got one of the highest-paid kickers in the league at 35 years old. I'm not ripping this because he's fine. He's good. He's good.
You just want a little competition is all. And I don't blame you for that either.
So I'm more fascinated by, of all the positions to overspend on, this is the one they choose. And maybe it makes sense on some level because it's the cheapest position on the field. It's the least expensive just about. It's one of the lowest paid positions on the field. So they'll overspend on that one, but not one that matters. So like from that standpoint, that's totally them. But on the other hand, it's like every other spot, except for quarterback, but pretty much every other spot, they go for younger, cheaper models. Every other spot, they find someone who can do it at half the cost, at 90% of the production, and then coach them up for the other 10% and come out ahead. Every other position, they're looking for the next thing to evolve and to turn it over, except for kicker. Like I don't get why they're so reluctant at kicker. That thing sort of fascinates me how they'd hang on to one of the highest paid kickers in the league. Career earnings. Okay, so this is all-time career earnings at kicker. Guess who's been the highest paid kicker in the National Football League, in the history of the National Football League?
Career earnings. Vinatieri.
Okay, so I put it in the show notes at the very bottom, thinking you wouldn't get to the bottom. You didn't. Sebastian Janikowski is the highest paid kicker in the history of the position in the National Football League, $53 million. Number two, Adam Vinatieri, $47 million. Number three is Phil Dawson with Arizona.
He was around a long time.
$35 million. Number four, the fourth highest paid kicker in the history of the National Football League.
Steven Gostkowski.
So are the Patriots in the business of having the highest paid guy at their position in the history of the league over the long haul? Like, they don't do that. But they do it here for a 35-year-old guy who's now the second highest paid at his position. They don't want to turn that over. I'm telling you, any other spot other than Brady.
Well, there have been plenty of opportunities to do it in the last few years.
Any other spot, they're turning that over. It's not even close. And remember, they mentioned this on the midday. I forgot all about it. It's not like they have full faith in him either. Do you remember the final kick against the Rams that they lined up and kicked? And
correct.
It was the final margin? You know who had to convince
Brady? Yeah.
They went to the sidelines, and Brady was the one that had to convince. Bill was looking to go for it on 4th and inches. And it was Brady who said,
kick the field goal.
Let's kick the field goal. And then Bill looks around and says, Do we have the field goal? Do we trust him on this? He didn't say that. I said that. But he said, I think he asked the special teams coach, do we have the field goal on
he
this?
He did.
So it's like, Bills, you had a chance.
No, and Brady's tone in that, too. We should find that. Brady's tone in that was like, let's kick the field goal. It's 47 yards. So, like, what are you wasting your time thinking about this for?
We all remember the Giants game, the first Giants Super Bowl, where they went for it on 4th and 13 versus kicking the 48-yarder.
Stupid.
In this one, what was the distance?
47, I think Brady said.
Was it 47? I feel like it was even less, but either way.
I'll find it.
47 indoors, it's a can of corn. It's nothing for these guys. And you have a chance to salt the game away, win the championship, it's over, with a field goal. And Bill's sitting there deliberating whether to go to 4th and 1. So it's not like they have full faith in this guy.
They know 41. 41 yards.
It wasn't 47. It was 41.
41 yards.
Freaking automatic to win the game. And Bill's like, huh, do we have this one?
41 yards.
And they're gonna, wow. And they're going to keep him on as the second highest paid kicker in the league at 35?
So maybe it's not a trust thing, because that would be my answer. But then again, that's a good point about that kick in the Super Bowl.
So, like, am I outraged? No, it's not going to matter. It's not going to matter. It's not going to matter a lick. I'll see in the AFC Championship game.
No, but considering their history, it kind of doesn't make sense.
And he's good. I'm not telling you he sucks. He's good. He's been one of the best kickers in the league over his time in the league. I acknowledge that. It's just, I don't quite get it, in other words. And so the roster already has a problem with this glut of mid-level special team guys. I mean, I told you, they had no money to spend this offseason. And part of the reason is when you get to the special team area, and this area of the roster where guys only cover kicks or are involved in the kicking game, Matthew Slater, 2.9. Nate Ebner, 2.8. You know, just
2.8 for Ebner.
2.8 for Nate effing Ebner. And these are just cap hits. But again, that's against your cap. Slater is 2.9. Now you have, you know, this guy again for over 4 million. It's like, I just feel like there's too many of those guys in there. Even Cardona makes a little bit more than he should. It ain't going to matter. 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 But I just look at it. Brandon King, 1.4. Like, why is Brandon King anything more than a veteran minimum $600,000, whatever he is.
I mean, I don't know if you still have it in front of you. What did Bolden get?
Let's see. Brandon Bolden, 1.7 against the cap. Like, why is he?
Was like their first free agent signing this year.
What's the veteran minimum for him? I mean, I don't even know what it is anymore. It's going to be $900,000, whatever. He should be nothing more than veteran minimum.
Correct.
All these guys should be nothing more than veteran minimum. With the exception of maybe if you want to throw a few extra bucks at Slater because he's a locker room guy and a
sure,
important
captain.
Guy. Like, I get it. I don't think he's worth three. But it's – so, again, it's just this – the overspending on these kicking game guys where it's really becoming less and less important by the day, kicking game.
Nate Ebner, 2.8. Oh, that one bugs me all of a sudden. Like, I look at that and say, why can't you just go pick up the next hack
in
rugby and put him out there?
And never mind. Like, I've never seen this before where the Patriots have so many guys with bloated contracts and they're not forcing restructures or cutting or – Devin McCourty at 13.5. Dante Hightower at 11. These are cap hits. Never mind Brady's 27. Like, they're just letting him sit there. That's very unusual. They don't do that. And then they're going to overpay for the kicker. So it's just like, again, the kicker thing fascinates me. Goskowski's got to have pitchers, or again, page 31 of the Wells report, Jimmy.
So I actually made a mistake. It's actually page 35.
Fine.
I looked at it this morning.
But it all comes down to the same thing.
Pulled out the highlighter.
Hush money.
Hush money. Thank you. So,
hush money.
So there's that. And I didn't even get to the goings-on today at Gillette. I'm sorry. Guess who they hosted today? Guess who they signed? Your thoughts on Goskowski and that right after Murray's update. In fact, this is what we'll do. We'll give you what happened today in Foxborough with Murray's update right here. A lot of interesting names on this list. We'll give you all the information, then we'll come back and talk about it.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Boys and girls, I'm here today to present an exciting opportunity for togetherness.
Felger and Mass.
That's awesome.
Of course it is.
That's great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Does losing your defensive coordinator at this point in the process, does that change much as, you know, how you scout or are going to be drafting on that side of the ball?
We're not talking about an unprecedented event here. So, yeah, we've dealt with changes before, and we'll continue to deal with them.
And I guess I just got to ask, any plans on how you're going to replace the defensive coordinator moving forward?
Give me a relative to the 2019 draft.
Draft and the season that comes after.
Yeah, we'll just kind of stick to the draft for right now, Ben. But I appreciate the question. I really appreciate you asking that.
That was Bill today. Bill held the pre-draft press conference.
Yeah, too tough. I took a couple of questions.
Appreciate you asking, really.
Yeah, it's not unprecedented. I really appreciate you asking the question.
Life goes on. So appreciate you asking.
Thanks, Ben.
I really appreciate you asking that.
So this is different. Usually, I think he's been throwing Caserio out there the last couple of years.
Yes, that is correct.
So Bill did it today himself, which sort of got my attention. Now he did.
Well, who's left?
Well, it's a good point. Fair point. There's no one else to throw out there. That's a good one, Murray. But maybe that's it. I don't know. Or maybe there was stuff to do today because, as you heard, quarterbacks. Quarterbacks in town. Why are you scoffing at this, Murray?
Why wouldn't I scoff at this? This is the lying season. They want other idiot teams to think they're in on these stiff quarterbacks so that certain players they do want and can help surround Tom Brady, a real quarterback, with, because they don't need one. So those players will drop to them so they can surround Brady with talent.
You don't really believe that's their motivation?
Yeah, I do.
You don't think they're motivated at all?
Oh, they worked out Lamar Jackson. Oh, they're going to draft Lamar Jackson with their first pick this year. Well, that's what they're going to do. No, didn't work out.
Don't you think there are people in the building who wanted to draft Lamar Jackson? I think there are people in the building who wanted to draft Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, well, Bill's still in charge. And too bad, Josh, you can't have him.
So way to just out all the individuals involved. Excellent.
We've talked about that before.
Murray.
Yeah.
You think the Patriots are ignoring the next quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
You're so wrong. I mean, if you say that they should ignore them, fine, that's your belief. If you want them to ignore him, I get it. But if you think the Patriots are going to be so negligent about their future as to just take a leak on today, take a leak on tomorrow at the expense of today, you are sorely mistaken. They are absolutely going to make sure and do the best that they can to have the next guy ready to go when Brady's done.
Not this year, though. Because if it's to be believed for all the prognosticators and draft picks and all that stuff, this isn't a strong quarterback class outside of Kyler Murray. And some of these guys are going to go way too high. This big 6'5" stiff from Duke, whatever the hell his name is. Get out of here with that.
Okay, so let me tell you.
I think they're taking one.
That means nothing to me. That it's a rich class or a... Because, you know, Bill thinks totally differently. He's an iconoclast. He's, you know, when he took Garoppolo, he took a guy at the end of the second round. He was, for the first or second guy on their board. So he sees things and values things that others don't. So if the consensus is that it's a down year for quarterback, well, maybe not for Bill. Maybe not for Belichick. Is this big stiff from Duke? He's supposed to be smart, right? So he's not just
a lot of people had him pegged for the Patriots early on in the process.
And not just because he's a dookie or whatever. Like, he's football smart. He's
good acumen.
He processes the game, which is all I care about. And he's 6'5". I'm a shortest when it comes to quarterbacks.
Here's a quick synopsis on him from NFL.com.
What's his name again?
Daniel Jones is his name. Doesn't have special arm talent, but he can make pro throws and has the ability to attack deep with accuracy. He has good football IQ.
Love it.
And is relatively mobile, but he appears to be more of a game manager than franchise talent.
Love it. Love it. If Belichick's my coach, I have no problem with a quarterback that just manages Bill Belichick's game plans.
I mean, what was Brady at the beginning?
That's no problem whatsoever. Like, I want the system quarterback thing, the game manager. I love those guys, actually.
No. Again, no quarterbacks. You don't need one right now. Brady with talent.
They're going to take one, Murray. Get ready for it.
Oh, good. I mean, again, I am rooting. I can't wait for this draft like it's the effing Super Bowl.
Because it's the smart thing to do, Murray. It's the smart thing to do, and they're smart. It's the smart and the right thing to do, and they're going to do it. And every year that they put off, the more that they increase their degree of difficulty, where they have to thread the needle and make sure you get it right. Because, you know, if they draft a guy now and they get it wrong, you may still get another swing at it. If Brady plays 2 or 3 more years and you can identify that you picked the wrong guy, you get another chance. You get another chance to get that guy to take over after Brady. The longer you wait, the longer grace period and runway that you have. Do it now, and they will. They will because they're smart.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me, again, as much as I mock Etling, and he was a 7th rounder last year, Danny Etling. I mean, what if you take one for like 3 years in a row? You just take him at different spots of the draft.
All for it.
Yeah, you take a crack. To me, that's how to do it. With Garoppolo, they nailed it on the first try. But that's not going to happen all the time.
There is something about this, though, that I did like today. And so Tom Brady, in case you didn't know, recently joined Twitter, and he posted a video. I don't think that I don't think it's a coincidence. So you hear that they're working out quarterbacks today. Brady's video he posted on Twitter this afternoon, throwing on the helmet and going out to work out in the backyard with Alex Guerrero in Brookline.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He's throwing balls to Guerrero?
Apparently. It was only like 20 seconds long. It's him putting on the helmet, and a piece of confetti falls out because it's the helmet he wore in the Super Bowl. And it's him with Alex getting ready to work out.
Okay, so good. Good. Oh, what? Brady's going to put in some work?
So, fine. You want to light a fire under his ass.
By all means.
That's what happened with Garoppolo. But, again, don't waste the 30-second pick on one of these stiff
quarterbacks. Oh, no. The higher you draft him, the more it gets Brady's attention there.
Yeah, that part is true.
Okay, so perfect. That's, you know, I can tease him for playing catch with the butler in the backyard, but at least he's doing something. And if he's motivated by them, great. Win-win. Just like the Garoppolo years.
I mean, I love the idea of having quarterbacks in there. And then, to me, this is something they should be doing, and doing it all along. They should take one a year for like 3 or 4 years.
So the thing about motivating Brady is just secondary. I'll say it a million times. There is nothing more important facing this franchise than the next guy. Nothing's more important. It's more important than the 7th championship. It just is. Categorically more important than, I mean, it is. It just is. What's the difference between 6 and 7? You already established yourself as the best ever. You've already done it. So now it's just padding the stats. Now it's just padding the lead. You're in the lead. You got it. It's over. You want a 7th just to pad the lead versus not having the next guy? That's asinine.
More is better.
And they're not going to do it.
I'm a size queen.
They're not going to do it. Who else did they? Oh, so they signed Austin Seferian Jenkins.
Correct.
Who you hated when he was with the Jets and everywhere else. He was another loser, a-hole Jet.
Well, because that year he was with the Jets, he kind of tore them up a little bit.
And now he's a Patriot.
And also fumbled the ball out of the end zone.
Correct. And now he's a Patriot for minimum salary. So this, like, I get. Like, that Austin Seferian Jenkins should be here for minimum money. He was, right? It was a minimum salary, right?
Yeah, 1 year veteran minimum.
Of what?
That I don't know, but it's a $50,000 signing bonus.
Well, hold on. I mean, if you just...
$50,000 signing bonus.
So they're like, giving him...
Wow, talk about nothing.
Meanwhile, Brandon King and Nate Ebner, like, this is a tight end who can actually play. He's an a-hole. But he can actually play and actually might help you. You got him in minimum money. And meanwhile, you're paying your special teamers who only cover kicks that half the time go out of the end zone or are fair caught. Millions of dollars over minimum.
And you don't even score that much anymore, so you won't be kicking off all that much.
I don't get it. And you got the second highest, maybe the highest paid kicker in the game again. But so that's what I like. Okay. So anyway, so that's a contract that makes sense. Who else did they host today?
They hosted, let's see here, Demaryius Thomas, the former wide receiver of the Houston Texans.
I like that.
Longtime Denver Bronco.
He sucks.
Yeah, but they really don't have much in terms of depth there, so I don't mind it. And I'm
as opposed to who? Yeah. Bruce Ellington? Would you rather have Bruce Ellington?
Yep, I would.
Okay, what about Marquise Harris, whatever his name is?
I've already forgot all of their names. And I'd rather have those guys than a guy who I know isn't tough enough.
Than a guy who's actually like 6'3"?
Who doesn't compete.
Okay, I'll take the 6'3".
I won't.
Because they got the lollipop guild playing wide receiver.
Give me a little no-name guy with no hamstring, which is this Ellington kid, right? I'd rather have that guy who's going to compete and fight. That's more the Patriots' DNA. Demaryius Thomas. Would you stop with that?
I'll take it.
This is a guy we've hated routinely over the years.
I'll take it. No, hold on. First of all, when he was released by Houston, I said at that point, I would take a shot on that guy. Coming off an injury, good deal. I would absolutely do it.
I didn't want it then, but I didn't think the wide receiver core would look like the way it looks right now. So, you know what? Fine.
Oh, please. Don't sacrifice who you are. Don't bring in this uncompetitive stiff.
It's always about the deal with them. You know that.
Oh, he should be a good deal. He tore his Achilles, right, at the end of last year?
Yes. He did.
Yeah.
So if he comes in, it might tell you that Josh is getting a little more yank because you know he drafted him.
Yep. Correct.
So, I mean, there's that.
So it's him and T.J. Yeldon last with the Jacksonville Jaguars,
okay.
The running back.
Running back. Normally I'd be like, again, who cares? Running back. I actually like this player.
I like Yeldon too.
I think Jacksonville made huge mistakes in the past when they would keep trying to feed Lawrence Fournette because of where he was drafted.
Leonard.
And meanwhile, with this Yeldon kid's got far more shake and bake, can catch the football, far more, to me, a modern sort of player. I don't know. What did he do last year?
So last year he had 55 receptions, 487 yards, 4 touchdowns, and he ran it 104 times for an average of 4.0.
What teams are stupid? And this guy's still on the street.
Yeah. He's a little bit of a tweener, though, right? Like, he's kind of big.
55 catches is a lot.
It is a lot. Yeah. I mean, he's kind of big, though, for a third down back, right?
He's not 6'2".
Yeah, he's not your traditional, like, little, you know, tough matchup kind of guy. But I don't care. He can catch it. I'll take him.
I'm fine with that. Now that's a player I can wrap my head around. Demaryius Thomas. Demaryius Thomas now? Demaryius Thomas.
Well, what else is left out there for wide receivers? Would you rather him or Chris Hogan back? I would actually think Thomas over Chris Hogan.
Chris Hogan.
I'll take Thomas.
Chris Hogan.
No, that's good. You have a nice year with Bruce Ellington and his one hamstring.
You know what? I have seen Belichick make chicken salad out of chicken crap plenty. And maybe some of these receivers will be just that. At least they'll be competitive and they'll care and they'll fight. Demaryius Thomas. Would you come on with that?
They're going to sign him. I bet you they will. I mean, again, he's coming off a ruptured Achilles. He'll be cheap. They need someone who can catch the ball. You know, I'm not sure he can actually catch it, but they need someone who can line up at receiver and look like a wide receiver. They're going to get him. You watch.
Okay, so there's all your Patriots stuff. Everything we've brought to the table, everything on our notes and our emails, we've expunged it. We've done it. we've given you all we have to give. Okay. We did a whole Bruins thing with Ty Anderson. We did the Magic Johnson stuff and how that relates to the Celtics. We did a ton of Red Sox to start the show. We can circle back to that. All this Patriots stuff, Gostkowski, Demaryius Thomas, the quarterbacks. They're drafting a quarterback. Thank God. Finally. It's about the future. It's not about the now. All those things on the table with your calls in our long commercial-free segment next.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, it's Felger.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. HelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
Right back to your phones. As promised, I have a giveaway for you coming up here. I'll do it after the top of the hour. Something for free that has some value. I know you like that stuff. Jonas and Natick wants to weigh in on Gostkowski. Go ahead, Jonas.
Yeah, you two hens drive me nuts, really. Especially you, Tony. You know, I don't know what the expectations are for kickers that you guys think are coming through the door. They've had three kickers in the last, 25 years, right? It's worked out pretty well.
Yeah, and the year that Gostkowski got hurt, it worked out well, too.
So, Michael, what's your suggestion? Do you want who was the guy that they had here in 91? You know, hey, Tony, you know what we should do? I saw Doug Flutie down at the Natick Y. He was making some drop kicks. You know, maybe we'll save a couple bucks and bring him back. You know, go cheap. Guys, Scott Sisson. Remember the name?
Sure, missing Scott Sisson. Yeah.
I just like you call this hens.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a good one.
Why he's that's pretty good.
A couple of magpies yeah. chirping.
Heckle and Jekyll.
I'm not really bashing it because Gostkowski's good. Like, I've never said he sucks.
But you're the one going off on the kicker today. Why did he single me out?
Oh, because you're getting trouble for my shrapnel, which is always the best. But it's just odd. They've treated that position differently than most others. Most others, they get out early. They go cheaper. They find the next model for less cost, coach them up into something just as good. They're confident in their ability to replace anybody. They don't overspend. They don't have guys at the top of the pay scale, especially when they get old. It's just that's how they operate. Except here. It's just unusual to me. And if you say they make an exception for Brady, well, that I sort of understand. He's the greatest player to ever play the freaking sport. Okay. The kicker? I'm going to play this game at kicker? You know, I don't know what they're so afraid of. Let me just, you know, give an example. You know who's 1-2-3 in career field goal percentage? Let me give it to you. Number one is Justin Tucker with Baltimore. Career field goal percentage, number one all time. Number three is Steven Gostkowski. So he's one of the great all-time kickers by that metric. You know who's number two?
Dan Bailey?
Robbie Gould.
Robbie Gould.
Do you know who drafted Robbie Gould?
Belichick. The Patriots.
You. So you identified Gould. They drafted, I think, when Adam was here, and then they moved on from him. But why are you so afraid to go find the next guy? You should be able to find that guy. I don't know. It's just unusual. I'm not bashing it because Gostkowski's good and it ain't going to matter. But
so I haven't seen the structure yet either. I told you that I get the sense the end of Gostkowski's coming sooner rather than later.
Just another real quick thing as we're talking about the Patriots here. Some people have speculated that they may try to trade for Sterling Shepard with the New York Giants.
Okay, so that's a legit guy.
Sure. Well, that ain't going to happen as Mike Garafolo just tweeted that the Giants are finalizing a 4-year, $41 million extension with Sterling Shepard.
That's a good price, too.
Yeah. $10 million. He's a good player. I like Shepard.
So X that one out. Ergo, the soft as crap. The soft as sponge Demaryius Thomas. Ugh.
Oh, this one doesn't bother me at this stage of the game.
Tony and Holbrook on the Pats. Go ahead, Tony.
You don't like anybody.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. I agree with you guys. Bringing in somebody to replace Brady because eventually he's going to be a goner.
Eventually, he looks like a cyborg, and like he's the $6 million man genetically engineered, but he is human. So eventually, he's going to not play. There's going to come a day, and someone else is going to have to take snaps from under center. And you want to sit there?
I absolutely agree with that.
Thank you. You want to watch Tommy Hodson? You want to go back and forth between Hodson and Zoe? Or do you want someone who can play? I love you, Zoe. Mean it. Love you, mean it. I'm just, you know, like that was that era.
No, it's bad. Look, you're preaching to the choir. Talk to Murray. He's the one that wants a pile on for seven.
Yeah.
He wants the freaking orgy for crying out loud.
Sure do.
I'm okay with you getting the next guy. I want to move on.
And I'm telling you.
Well, you know what I mean. I want to be prepared to move on.
That was a Freudian slip there. You're ready to move on. Push Brady out the door. We want next. I get it with you two hens.
It's not just that. The story could use a little bit of flipping. But that's not my prime motivation. My prime motivation, it's not fandom, because I don't have the fandom thing like you guys do. It's business. It's business. A 4-12 Patriots team does nothing for Felger and Maz. It hurts Felger and Maz. It hurts the business of us. It hurts our business. The commitment the Beasleys just signed with the Patriots, have you seen this thing? Have you seen this deal?
Yeah, I'm aware of it.
4-12 does not work for the parameters of that deal. Just let me tell you, okay? And so, and we are just one of a myriad of things for that franchise. Never mind all the other revenue they generate in all those other places. 4-12 and Tommy Hodson at quarterback does not fit into that business plan.
I mean, I told you, they can pump Eddie Etling all they want. I would draft a guy each of the next 2 years. I would. I'd draft three guys in 3 years, counting Etling if I were there.
And help me with the name. I purposely don't remember names, and I don't even, you know, the pre-draft thing, but these are quarterbacks, so maybe I'll start. What's the Duke guy's name?
Daniel Jones.
Danny Jones.
Yes.
Okay.
And Will Greer, who's like 30 years old.
Rusty.
Okay, Will Greer from West Virginia.
Yeah.
Here's the thing I'll say about the quarterback thing. I'm not going to be picky about who it is. I'll leave that up to the experts, really, because I don't watch college football. I'm sure as hell not watching UV, you know, West Virginia and Duke. And even though I just watched 2 minutes of clips, that doesn't tell me anything either. So I'm going to leave it up to the experts.
I know Zoe's already horny for this Greer kid for whatever reason.
Zoe likes Greer?
Yeah.
Fine. And he was down on Jones. I heard Zoe a little bit today on Jones. He was a little down on him. I know what profile I want. I want a guy with football. So the thing you read about Dan Jones I liked. Not exactly an off-the-charts NFL arm, but good football IQ. That's what I want. The thing about making all the throws I think is so overrated. The IQ thing, the mental part of it is everything to me. So I don't need a guy with a big howitzer. I don't need a guy. I like him to be tall. I want him to see the field. But I want someone who's smart. And if he's a game manager, no problem. Bring me a game manager, especially when Bill's my coach. So
you want the quick synopsis on Will Greer here?
Sure, yeah, give it to me.
A confident leader who would much rather press for the big throw than play it safe underneath. His lack of plus arm talent and release quickness might not match his gunslinger mentality. Yuck. Against an NFL secondary, Greer will have to win from the pocket, which means working the middle of the field with better anticipation.
Okay. So let me give it another trait that I want. I want a quick release.
Yeah, I was going to say I hate everything about this kid.
I don't like
him. Zoe likes him?
I don't like that. Well, the leadership thing I like.
Yeah, suspended for the season when he was at Florida, too, because he was using steroids.
I'm not going to hold that against him.
No, that flies
no,
in the
that's
NFL.
Fine. That's, no issue there. I want someone who's smart with a quick release. I want someone smart with a quick release, ideally with a little bit of size.
I do think he's like 24, 25.
I don't care about that either. Whatever. I don't care about that. But like I said, I'm not going to be picky.
Already with a kid, too. Like, guy makes
bad
decisions.
So fine. He's mature. So, yeah. so the experts can pick the guy. I'm not going to be picky about the guy. Just get someone in here. We'll reset our Red Sox thoughts with a free giveaway of something really good right after Murray's 90-second update. No commercials.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.